1839, in peaceful Cooper's town, a man named Abner Doubleday said things are quieting.
Things are quieting down.
He carved a bit of wood and shaped a leather ball, scattering bases here and there as he stood bellowing a call. I want some volunteers, but every one a man, with courage and with fortitude, to try this original
plan. Try this original plan.
And since that fateful day, and since that epic game, millions of mighty men have played, and the world hasn't been the same. Now Abner in his grave, a difficult man to please, would smile at such a team as this, such glorious men as these.
Such glorious men as these.
Pitcher Randy Jones, Red O'Toole the catcher, Burroughs playing first, Tommy Barone second base, Elmer Blake at third, Scooter Clooney shortstop, Ralph Austin at left, Benny Radetzky center field.
Pitcher Randy Jones, Red O'Toole the catcher, Burroughs playing first, Tommy Barone second base, Elmer Blake at third, Scooter Clooney shortstop, Ralph Austin at left, Benny Radetzky center field, right field.
I remember you were were straight as a stick. You wore a baseball cap and ran faster than the boys. I remember how you waited here and stared and stared at Casey all the time. I remember the day that Casey came with a pretty girl on either arm, and you watched him and then you ran away. But the very next day, you came in a pretty party dress, all white with pretty little bows and a black velvet ribbon in your hair. And now you're the prettiest of them all, and Casey is a lucky man to have a girl like you. Then maybe today will be the lucky one, because they say that scouts are here, two big league men with contracts in their hands, and I guess you know who they have come to see. Casey, mighty Casey,
you're born. stand there nodding your head like we're talking about something real important. You remember the strategy, the signal for a high inside the ball. That's right, when I scratch my don't go wild on me, boy. Don't go throwing him any outcurves. And please, please keep him away from his knees. He can practically dig him out of the ground and murder him. You're doing fine, kid. Keep it up and act like it was in the bag. Keep nodding your head like we're talking about something real important. Okay, boy, put this guy away and you get the biggest beer in town. The biggest cheer in town. That's right, let him know we're gonna pitch to him. Show him we got the Indian sign on him. Burn it in, boy, but work easy. Just work easy, work easy, work easy.
You will never, never, never find any umpire who is fair, more accurate, more honest, or wiser. I'm the umpire of this game. My judgment is beyond reproach, my vision quite exact. As the umpire of this game, I find there's no excuse for profanity, vulgarity, and hoodlum-like abuse. I'm the umpire of this game, and always will object to abusive tongues and gutter talk. In short, I want respect. As the umpire of this game, my verdict is complete. For a strike, a ball's a ball, the twain shall never meet.
He's the umpire of this game, and guilty of neglect. For he doesn't look, he doesn't think, I can't give him respect. As the patrons of this game, we know that this is it. For a strike, a ball, a ball, the umpire is a cheat.
Enough, enough, enough of this. You can be rough, but I've had enough of this. I saw the pitch, I made the call, I called it a strike. You think it's a ball? Well, that's too bad. I call him as I see him. If you feel it isn't true, tell me what, just what, exactly what, precisely what you're going to do. I call him as I see him, and that's it, and that's the word, that's all. Play ball.
Thanks for listening.
Casey's lips. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel vengeance, his back upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow.
Casey has struck out.